You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Tom DeLong, and you're listening to Jonah Radio. Where are you?
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Neil, girl!
Out here, just a little bit
sweet, but
Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hanging out with your friends.
Welcome. Thanks for tuning in just on time for another episode of Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he's still hungover from drinking cider with Dave Lyons at the You Can't Call Me Al record release show. Cash Hartzell's here.
Hi, everybody. Hail and well met.
There it is. And then Neil Mahoney is here.
You're really going to make that like a catchphrase?
Well, it's...
He messed it up already.
Yeah, I forgot
I'll give you another opportunity there, Cash.
Right.
Cash is here.
Hail and well met, everybody.
Oh, geez.
I don't think you got it right.
You don't think that was it?
You know what? It's the best we're going to get, I think. Neil Mahoney's here, Neil.
Hi.
That's a salty banana. Sure is. Our guest for this episode. You guessed it. Another white guy. He is a co-host of the Suicide Buddies podcast with... Hampton Yunt, as you may know as Crow T Robot. He had an amazing show for a while called Holy Fuck that put out a good, great compilation record. He just released his new comedy stand-up album on the label that's run by Pup, the band.
Yes, wow. Yes. Yeah.
I heard that from Christina Johns. Christina Johns, my conduit into what's now in pop punk.
Executive producer of this show. Christina Johns.
And then, of course, he's also been on Comedy Central, blah, 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 and he's a punk. Please welcome. Please welcome.
Please welcome.
Hampton Yunt's friend.
Hello, I'm Hampton Yunt's friend. My one true credit.
Hey. If you heard his episode, you would have heard me say the Dave Ross's friend.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm sure you knew, you just forgot.
Because
you did listen to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Ross.
Hello, I'm Dave. Is that my catchphrase?
Neil, how long, Neil, have you had this
I'm going to throw this iPad out the window.
Okay.
I think we need to go.
Neil's trying to turn this show into
Letterman. Shaking.
What's up, Cash?
I think we go old school. We just get him an 808. Those can't be that expensive. Get your old-time sampler.
An MPC.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Those have got to be, $4 or $5 nowadays. Yeah.
MPC, is that a mom playing character?
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is, actually. I know you're trying to be funny, but that is what it stands for.
Dave, you have your album. This is your first album?
First album, yes.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, sorry.
Why'd you wait?
I don't know. I think it's because I...
How long we got to wait for this answer?
apparently longer. first of all, it takes me a long time to realize what I myself am thinking. I've had this problem with everyone I've ever met. They're like, come on, man, speed it up.
Yeah. You do well on this podcast.
I get interrupted a lot.
Fit right in.
I had a girlfriend tell me once, I was like, I get interrupted a lot. And she's like, yeah, well, you take all the fucking time in the world to talk. And, we're friends.
I have no idea. That was always interrupting me. Right when I'm at the crescendo of my 17-minute story about the donut I had this morning.
No one's around anymore. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like pretty bad about judging myself in my stand-up. So it took me a long time to feel like I had an hour that was worth a fuck. And then when I did, I made an album.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous artwork.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very pretty.
It's the photo. It's a photo and artwork around it, and the photo was taken by Megan Thompson, who you all know. She actually works with Christina Johns at Hopeless Records.
Exactly.
And does their photography.
She had me and Deanna in a video she did for Bayside.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I met her at the show the other night.
Yeah, she was at the show.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
She's really great. Now, you met her at Lyric Hyperion once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say
Other people have met her at other locations.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah,
now.
let's go through where everyone's met her.
but she's great. She's a great photographer, great video, music video director.
Yeah. And then the painting was done by Kevin Schmidt.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I love Kevin Schmidt.
Yeah, he's
Mike's
cool.
brother?
What?
No.
Deep cut.
No.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Mike.
There's a lot of Schmidts in comedy. Mm-hmm. There's Mike Schmidt. There's Lenny Schmidt.
They're brothers.
They are brothers. There's like...
Are there more?
A Mike Schmidt reference?
I don't know.
Who's Mike Schmidt?
He was a guy that was around in the comedy scene in LA like in early 2000s.
Okay.
He's got a podcast and stuff.
He's got a podcast?
He's like a Jimmy Pardo era guy.
Okay.
Chicago guy.
Anyway.
No, let's talk about him.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I first met Mike Schmidt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A softball game for comedians in the Valley.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Oh, boy, it wasn't. Yeah, it was started by
Sarah in the Valley.
Sarah Silverman and Dave Raff.
really?
Both of whom quit very soon after. And then it was just all these like road comics that were like...
Angry,
Midwestern road comics.
Where in the Valley did you play?
Right in Valley Village. I think off of... You never went.
The audience wants to know what street it was off of.
I just don't... Well, it's near Ventura.
Oh, man. Listeners all across the country going, I knew it.
Hey, they know Ventura from Tom Petty.
Ventura Boulevard.
Dave, you, you're an old punk kid.
Sure.
And that's something we had in common.
Yeah.
And it's you got to actually direct a music video for the band whose label you are on.
Yes. Oh, man.
Where can we see that video?
You can't.
Whoa.
Did we talk about this?
This is me.
You're... prompting me. Yeah. I see. I don't understand much. I talk slow and I don't understand. I'm a fucking idiot, everybody. Buy my album.
You had a pre-interview via text, probably.
Wait, did I tell you the thing you clearly am prompting me to say?
You must think I ask questions the most very oddly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time
where can we find that thing? I'm like the shitty lawyer.
Yeah.
So, where was the murder weapon?
I'm like the worst Byron Allen guest ever. You know, that's funny. I have a bit. What the fuck?
It's funny you have thoughts. I do a bit on stage about blah.
See, you should buy my record because I answer that question on the album.
you directed a pup video.
Yeah, I did.
Or not morbid stuff, but...
The record before The Dream Is Over, there's a song called Can't Win, which is a great song, and it was super fun. They used to be on Side One Dummy, and I was friends with them, but I pitched the label the idea for the video, and because, you know, I don't want to mess with my... I try not to mix friend relationship with business relationship, you know? So I went to the label, and it was funny. Like, the label was super into it, and they, like, got a budget, and then they talked to the band, and then we shot it. The band wasn't even in town, so we shot it without them around. It was this scripted. The band wasn't even in the video thing. And, like, when we were done, the band loved it. Everyone loved it. But then when it came down to it, it was a story. The story of the video was... two men who are dating. One of them abuses the other, and then at the end, the one who gets abused kills the abuser.
Oh,
okay. So you played it out like a drama, that with a kind of a horror twist,
totally
thriller. I guess more of like a sexual thriller.
Yeah, but then it turned out to be sci-fi because at the end he opens a door and there's a room full of clones of his abusive boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
He pulls the clone out, turns it on, and he starts screaming at him. And it's sort of like...
I'm sorry, go explain it yourself, but I got very excited about the idea that he's creating
his own
cycle.
Well, yeah, so that's actually what... I wrote it as a sketch that we never made about a heterosexual relationship, and that's how we were going to shoot it. But then I was like, fuck, making it a heterosexual relationship... means that the woman getting abused and she's creating this cycle, you could interpret the message of that as women are asking for it. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And also, I like the idea of portraying homosexual relationships and queer relationships as much as possible. So we just changed it. So
It was me and my boyfriend, Pat Bishop, who wrote the thing with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but then the reason we never made it is at the end of it, Pup is four straight white guys. Pat and I are straight white guys. And then we just had this conversation when we were like, hey guys, we don't know shit about gay culture. Yeah. This might be really rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of a co-opt.
And then we sort of decided, like, the band brought it up and I was like, yeah. And we were like, you know what? There's a pretty 99% chance everyone will understand that we're coming at this from a good place, but even the slight option that we're not.
Yeah.
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 And then here's the kicker. Ooh. I did a festival in Toronto like 6 months later. And we were all very sad about the video, but I was like, yeah, I get it. Okay. And also, I'm sort of like, when I'm the client, you get to make the call. Yes. And whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're the client and I'm the whatever, you hired me.
Yeah.
But then we all got drunk and I found out that Can't Win was a song that they put on that record. They purposely wrote that song to be a like sort of formulaic radio rock punk song. Ugh. Because they had an asshole manager they fucking hated that pushed them to make shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up being happy with the song and that's why it's on the record. But because of that, they didn't want to have anything to do with it. They fired their manager after the record and now they have a new manager who they love. So they just hate that song.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And so combine that with the we're not gay thing. They were like, fuck it, man. We don't want to.
Yeah. That's a bit, that's more altruistic than what happened to me with Off With Their Heads, which is a story that we'll get into when Ryan is in town one day.
Oh, is he coming?
He'll be in town eventually on tour and he's fine with talking about it.
Okay, cool.
I actually bought this shirt that I'm wearing from Anxious and Angry. I like, that's who Ryan is, right?
Yeah, he does the shirt. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like, I had this realization.
It's a Toys That Kill shirt for those.
I'm wearing a Toys That Kill shirt. I had this realization recently where I was like, I'm 36. I had been trying to be like, not one of those dudes who runs around wearing band shirts, being like, I should wear solid colors because I'm a grown up. And then it hit me one day that everyone dies and I should do what I want.
Yes.
And I started Googling around for black band shirts with white ink on them. And dude, everyone
that's
sold out.
Most of them.
Yes. Yeah. It's most, they're all sold out. Recess Records is sold out of all of them in large. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. I was trying to buy straight from Recess.
Yeah.
And so I'm like Googling around and I'd never heard of Anxious and Angry and I found the site and I'm not kidding you. I must have spent $250 in one fucking order. Yeah. I bought a Banner Pilot shirt, this shirt, an Anxious and Angry shirt. I bought a Spells shirt.
I did. Ben Royce.
And I texted Ben and Ben, Ben didn't even offer to give me a free shirt. I want to say, fuck you, Ben Roy.
Yeah.
Also, I think Ben needs money. We should help Ben.
Yeah, sure. He's got a kid.
Yeah.
But he's got four seasons of a TV show on the air.
Yeah.
Three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice pillow. Where'd you get it?
See, it was made by the art department. Dave is referring to Dave, who is also a podcaster, is referring to a physical object in the room without explaining
it. Description. No. I'm completely unaware that that the other podcaster in the room might describe it. Also, I don't know how to say words. Well, fuck me.
All right. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna have I guess more Dave Ross and.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to get into some music news. But until then, this is a submitted track from Mountain Party. This is off of their Proletariat EP. The song is called Milltown. If you want your music featured on this podcast, send it to us. JonahRadio, RAYDIO at gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Jonah Radio.
We got some real lazy station IDs being sent in. That was supposed to be Tim Armstrong.
Oh wow!
So if you want to do a terrible, we ask people to do terrible impressions, okay. And it's, so that's kind of the bit. But you know, these are a little bit low. Get closer to your phone when you're recording these things. Thanks for sending them in, and we won't critique them all. But boy, oh boy!
and try your best.
And try your best.
It won't be good, but try your best.
Silly things taken seriously. Do the best of your ability to to make sure the dumb idea is as good as it can be. And with that, it is time to get into a segment where we go over the current events of the audio world in a segment called
Music Podcast and audiobooks.
What the fuck,
what
Neil?
Are you interrupting? I wait all week so I get to do one thing, and then you're gonna
don't do it now. Wait, you wait until it's proper to do it. Neil, I don't know if you know this, but Neil is mostly comprised of sandbag.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That's So
I
it's
didn't know
physically
that.
And psychologically.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sandbags. He's also part speed bump.
which is great because most of us spend any time we hanging out with him under the bus. Anytime we're hanging out with him, we've been under.
I have defiance disorder. It's fine.
Defiance disorder? They gave it a name.
You guys familiar with the Elephant Six Collective?
Oh yeah, yes.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, Elephant Six. That's the name of the Neutral Milk Hotel album, which is Neutral Milk Hotel, one of the bands.
Yeah.
On the Elephant Six, part of the Elephant Six Collective. Apples and Stereo, Olivia Tremor Control of Montreal.
Former guest Lance Bangs did a lot of work in
big,
that area.
Big part of that scene, Athens, Georgia. So there is a documentary about Elephant Six. And it's being circulated on rental-only VHS tape.
Really?
Of course it is.
That's exactly what those guys would do.
Yeah.
Also, I'm being a little cunt right now, but I do think that's actually very cool.
Yeah. I know! It's the worst part!
There's just something about getting past the age of 30 where you just want to bully people for doing art things.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on! I want to watch it.
Yeah.
That's how I saw Mr. Show for the first time was rental only VHS.
Yeah.
Did you do the thing where you had to rent one movie?
Yeah.
They gave you a Mr. Show tape for free?
Exactly. They weren't allowed to rent the Mr. Show.
HBO put it out.
Never put it out. So Bob and David got a bunch of dubs and took them to video stores and were like, you can't rent these for money because we would get sued. But if you want to rent them for free, go ahead. And one of them was Cinefamily, which is still there.
No, Cinephile.
Cinephile, which is still there.
Cinephile,
that's how I got through all of them.
Yeah, it's since around May, director Chad Stockfleth.
What?
Stock?
Sounds like you made that up.
Yeah, I know. Stockfleth. That's why I wanted to nail this down just so you know that I wasn't just like butchering this guy's. Stockfleth. He's been distributing flyers in record stores, coffee shops, and elsewhere in select cities, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Portland, Athens, Los Angeles, and more, advertising a rental club that can be subscribed to through calling a hotline.
Wow.
Again, some Chris Farron action there. The VHS tapes are meant to be returned by the viewer after renting, with the viewer signing a library card. Viewers are also given flyers for the rental club to self-distribute in their area. According to the outline, Stockfleth began a collection with only 26 VHS tapes.
That will be online in 48 hours.
Yeah. That's kind of what Miranda July used to kind of do, something like that, where it's like you would mail her... If you mailed her your like short film, like if you're a female filmmaker, you'd mail her a VHS copy, and then she'd take all the ones she got in a month, put them on one tape, and then send those back out to the people that mailed her shorts. So
like
she started this community.
Whoa!
But like it was a real. It's so funny because like this physical media thing. Have you guys been watching Years and Years on HBO?
I have not.
It's Russell T. Davies.
Love it.
It's so good. I have one more episode
from
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who,
brought back Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen the last episode.
Yeah, I've already cried a bunch with when you know fucking dude goes, but like but like there is that thing where they're like because of you know the world kind of falling apart slowly, blackouts start happening, so information keeps on getting lost, so people start printing stuff out again.
Oh, really?
And there's a scene where this like this lady goes to like go to this office, and then there's like she's like, oh, I haven't seen these in forever, and they're just like files. like file cabinets. Yeah. Oh, wow. But it's an incredible show.
It's an incredible show.
Really, really fucking. It's stressful as fuck.
Dude, yeah. I'm holding back from saying a lot of things because of the last episode.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great.
I can't say.
No, yeah, I'll probably watch it tonight. So recently, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin has declared August 22nd in Seattle Lane Stanley Day.
Oh,
Lane Stanley.
Lane Staley.
Yeah, sorry. Lay on, Stanley. Not to be confused with Lay Stanley.
Oh, but
yeah, Lane Staley, who of course died of a drug overdose in 2002. But the one of the singers of Alice in Chains. Because they sing tandem, right? X Style.
Yeah, what's the other one's name?
Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell.
Yeah, so now it's August 22nd is Lane Staley Day.
Wow.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
What's the traditional gift for that? What do you get people?
For a date? Well, you can't get him anything. He's dead.
Well, no, I mean, but like.
Your friends on Lane Staley Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bring him chains?
You get a jar of flies.
Ah, oh, there you go.
Okay.
That was good.
Yeah.
Wallet chain.
Wallet chain. You know, remember, I love, do you remember that thing?
Gift that people always give, wallet chains.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Beautiful.
Can I use this chain for anything? No. Just an oversized wallet.
You can see on the back, it's engraved.
Of like, you're giving someone a wallet chain, but you're rich now. So it's just super nice. Is this Fabergé?
Yeah. Is it a Fabergé chain?
Well,
wallet?
The clasp for the belt is ceramic, but the platinum links are actually herringbone.
With a pearl clasp.
Yeah.
Fancy wallet chain is the worst. That's like remember when you could get like an $18,000 Kiss casket?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like the trashiest rich person.
Yeah, I still have mine.
It'll go up in value.
I turned mine into a bobsled.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, so you didn't buy the Kiss bobsled then?
No.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite Alice in Chains things is like when they did their MTV Unplugged. On one of their guitars, they had a sign that says "Friends don't let friends cut their hair." And it was like everyone's like, what was that about?
It was because
Metallica showed up, and it was like right when they like got all GQ'd out.
Oh, Load.
It was the Load era Metallica, yeah. So they had all short hair, they were in suits, and they showed up to sit front row for Alice in Chains' Unplugged, and so the guitar player quickly wrote on his guitar, "Friends don't let friends cut their hair," because like fucking Alice in Chains are going, Metallica sold out,
and also it's like, we know why you're here in the front row. Yeah. It's not because you would love to see us play Unplugged.
Yeah.
It's because you have an album out, you have a new look, and you want to be on MTV.
Exactly.
Yeah. You fucking cunts.
Speaking of cunts and Kiss, Paul Stanley recently in an interview was
Staley?
Asked. he was asked, who is the greatest American rock band? Can anyone guess what Paul Stanley said?
Kiss.
That is correct.
Yay! No way.
But then the follow-up question, who's the greatest all-time rock band in the world? Can you guess what he said?
Beatles.
Led Zeppelin.
Really?
Oh. Yes. Yeah. That's a bad answer.
It's a bad answer that annoys me a lot.
Yeah, and then the guy says, would Kiss be on the short list? He said, it's a matter of opinion, and some people would include bands to me that have very little to do with rock. It's really an individual taste. I have no doubt when I'm on stage on this tour every night that the feeling that I had about the bands I saw in my young days I would consider the greats, and I have no doubt we are one of them now.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I can see him giving that answer in like 1978.
But
2019.
Right. When you're at your height and you're trying to be cool on TV, I fucking get it. Yeah. That amazing Jesus and Mary Chain interview. Have you seen that interview?
No.
Dude, it's the one where the drummer in Jesus and Mary Chain is Primal Scream, right? Isn't that who? I believe he is. Well, anyway.
Yeah, there's premise. Yeah.
I think that's who it is. But so the interviewer is like, it's somewhere in the early 80s, and they're like, people are saying that you're as good as the Sex Pistols or the Beatles. What do you have to say about that? And the lead singer of Jesus and Mary Chain looks right at him and goes, Well, I really don't like that comparison because those bands suck. It's amazing. And then it pans back and the drummer for Jesus and Mary Chain, who I think is a Primal Scream guy, is just viciously making out with this girl. So yeah, I like shit like that, but man.
I'm not like, it's a, you know, because Oasis, they said we're bigger than the Beatles.
Right.
And the Beatles said they were bigger than Jesus, who was, of course, the previous pop star.
Yeah, totally.
There was no other pop star bigger. But that's the funny thing about like Oasis is that they never apologize.
Dude. Yeah, man. I don't know. Who cares? Funny. Yeah, it's great. But to your point, Cash, if, they said that now, I would be like, oh, fuck them.
Well, you know, recently, Drake, you know, he surpassed the Beatles with the amount of number one singles on the Billboard charts.
Is it true?
And he got a tattoo of the Beatles walking across Abbey Road and then him in front of them flicking them off.
That's so funny.
It is funny, but it's so dumb. I just don't Drake.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing.
What can you say about a Canadian who actively tries to start fights? Like that, like
yeah.
You're Canadian and you're starting shit. Good, you're not welcome at home. Hey,
don't just let them wash over you.
Yeah. All right, all right, I'm getting.
It's a hockey player.
Thick skin.
He's insulting a guy named Randy who's a Canadian.
Oh,
yeah. Recently, it was announced that Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are going to score a new film.
Any relation?
Atticus Ross. I think it's actually Atticus Staley. I'm doing this the whole time.
Yes,
Atticus Ross is my dad.
I thought you wanted people to buy your album.
I do. My whole album is puns. They're all specifically Lane Staley jokes. That's why I set you up with that news story. I called the mayor of Seattle, and I was like, help me out.
Help me out.
I'm doing a music podcast.
But Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are going to score a new Pixar film.
Oh.
Wow.
Called Soul.
Soul.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's Trent Reznor scored Pixar movie about a basement or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about a monster in a basement.
Yeah, we're going back to
it's explore. About a basement and his best friend, a jacket.
Climb up the staircase to the bulkhead, close the door, turn the light switch off, and then the wall has eyes that open.
It's about a creaky staircase that hangs out with a dark basement.
It's the origin story of that
towel.
And a wet towel, and they're single in New York.
Either way, it's going to be an intense fucking Pixar movie, I'll tell you that.
Dude, I mean, he's like, I mean, we're talking shit, but Trent Reznor has like come back as someone who scores movies. He's so good at it.
He's really good at
it. He's incredible at it.
Yeah.
Didn't he win an Oscar for Social Network?
Social Network, yeah.
He's amazing, man.
Recently,
Fincher.
Barack Obama released his summer playlist for 2019.
I saw that.
Oh, I looked at that too.
It's got Spinners on it.
Bummer.
It's got Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl.
Bummer playlist.
It's got Happy from the Rolling Stones. It's got John Legend. It's Toots and the Males.
That's a good Toots.
It's just like an old dude's, dude with young daughters playlist.
Yeah.
He's got Old Town Road on there just like everybody else.
He does have Old Town Road from Lil Nas X.
Well, no, he has the fucking Billy Ray Cyrus remix.
It is the better one.
Most popular one, but fucking crave authenticity, man.
I don't think
with the deeper cuts.
Go with Cup-KK, exactly.
Who played in LA 2 weeks ago? I just saw the poster.
Oh, fudge.
Yeah. Oh, Cup-KK played and we weren't there? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Cup-KK.
I'm gonna take your dick, put it in my hole. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take.
That's Cup-KK.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Word for word, a joke on my album. Damn it.
Motherfucking Google it, dog.
Guys, recently a YouTuber named William Stanley.
No way.
No.
Okay.
Maranci has heard a video. He took Tool's Stink Fist. The song Stink Fist.
Mm-hmm. Off the new Tool album?
It's an old classic.
It's a classic.
It's on Undertow, I think.
Yeah, and he mixed it up with a...
I remember that one.
Taylor Swift song.
Okay.
Here comes the drum. So we all know this.
Yeah. I remember the shaking of the dorm room. Yeah, brain.
dorm room.
It's time to see, and this is it. I've had enough. It's like we haven't seen each other in a month.
I straight up love this.
That's good.
Yeah. I love Tool. I just love Tool.
Yeah, she's cool.
Is this her new song? I think it's an older one.
Okay.
You know what she's doing? Here's my Mahoney crossover news. Taylor Swift had a bad breakup with a manager as well.
Yeah, Scooter Braun.
Yeah, guy sucks. So, in getting out of the contract with her manager, she lost the masters to everybody.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
We did?
Yeah, and then she re-recorded them.
She's going to, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that happened recently.
I think she announced that she was actually going to go through with it recently. But yeah.
That's a fucking baller move.
Yeah, it's a cool move. I think it was Kelly Clarkson who gave her the idea. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think Kelly Clarkson did it for like some of the shit she did on American Idol, so she didn't have to pay.
That's a fucking cool move.
That's a fucking cool.
Like, oh, you know what? I've been doing these fucking songs four nights a week for the last 7 years. Guess what? It's not going to take a whole lot of work to go re-record.
Yeah.
And you can go suck balls.
Well, that is it for our music news segment.
Music news.
When we come back, we still have more, Dave Ross?
Sure.
Okay, good. You got time to stick around for another segment?
Yes.
That's the late night host thing. You got time to stick around?
Stick around.
Yeah, it was a
great room. And that's what the guest does.
I wish somebody would say no once. No, no, I got to go.
I'm busy.
Heart out.
But when we come back.
He's got a knife.
What is that from?
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, okay.
That's a knife.
Jesus, Neil, edit it down.
Like,
what if I can we just fucking room tone for fucking 5 seconds so everyone's going like, we all know what he's going to say. Just fucking get to it.
I would love to, if our fans could write in, let us know if they were born before or after Crocodile Dundee came out.
This next song is a submitted track by Troubles Afoot. It's off
Here's
the Looking For.
I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
It's called Looking for Parking, and the song is called You Say But You Don't Know.
Listening to Jonah Radio.
Hey, all right.
Damn, that was. You get his Midwestern.
I mean, they're supposed to be bad. I like that they're bad.
No, it was good.
You know, we had We had Hampton do a bunch of them, and no one's gone back to get them.
Oh, I downloaded that this weekend.
The podcast?
Yeah.
Don't we have like someone at Sklarbro Country?
I think so. I think they do.
You're the one that told us they did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why are we at this new place if not to?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
They're reaching out. They're scratching backs. We're going to be their featured podcast soon.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll really help numbers, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What? Who's featured podcast?
We moved over to Sklarbro Country.
Right. Oh, they have a new.
They have a little imprint at Starburns.
Right when they sold their TV show. They sold their TV show today. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah, they sold a TV show.
Oh, I should text them congrats.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Anyway.
I love them. They're
so this weekend, some of the boys mm-hmm. in our circle are going to celebrate Cash's impending nuptials with a bachelor party.
Yeah. Oh.
But we're not the types to get.
Cash is a very large man that we all want to live for a long time.
It's very nice of them.
But we're not the types to get strippers. We're not the type to, you know, do like a very bad things kind of thing, or, you know, like any kind of, or a hangover kind of
movie.
Thing.
Wow.
But what?
Yeah, I got Very Bad Things confused with a different movie that I chose a song from.
So we decided to make a play. We're going to work on some songs as a playlist for a beta male bachelor party.
Yeah. Wonderful. What's the theme?
Usually, Neil, that's one you were, don't you use for the.
I had a special thing that I forgot. I don't have like a regular plug on my phone anymore.
Yeah. But don't you usually play like a little bed music?
Yeah, I download something special, but it's all fucked now.
You need tools. Just say it. Just say you need. I need
a poorly oiled machine.
I need Maynard. I don't need tools.
Oh,
that's a tool joke for people.
I like.
I don't know if it's a joke.
I like a poorly oiled machine as a tagline.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the 1984 movie Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks, because this was the first song that came to my mind.
This is a song.
Yeah.
Wait, what it is?
Why do good girls like bad boys?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Is this from... It's like when the party's like really out of control, all of a sudden there's a live band and they play this song.
Who's the band?
They're called Angel in the Reruns.
Cool song.
I just remember like even as a 7-year-old or whatever I was watching that movie going like, whoa, there's boobs in this movie. Who's Tony Katane? Tom Hanks is kind of funny, but that song sucks. So
oh, damn.
Neil, were you turned on by the boobs in the movie?
Yeah, I love boobs.
Yeah, sweet. Smut sin?
Sin?
Guys,
I also like
that's what
that
this bachelor
song.
Party
Did you
is.
Hear me say, I like this, and then now I've said it three times.
It's like
so fuck you as a 7-year-old.
It's like a nursery
rhyme. I
hate
kids.
It's like, old McDonald's or something.
Yeah, but so is like every pop punk song.
That's true.
Well, I'll hold my thoughts on the rest of the genre.
The beta male bachelor party. It's going to be just us, probably like
sitting
around
drinking beers and sitting around.
There's been talk of trying to find an old N64 emulator to play some GoldenEye.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. There's not really going to be a lot of crazy stuff. We're going to be up in the mountains, but looking forward to it. So this is my submission to the party track, the party playlist for the beta male bachelor party, and it's Magnetic Fields, The Luckiest Guy on the Lower East Side.
Oh boy.
So it's a bunch of guys just
yes dude
just you know just we're not playing beer pong, we're actually playing ping pong. And it's just like, and we all kind of smile at each other and say the luckiest guys.
And then one guy puts his hand on the other guy's shoulder and goes, hey bud, I think that's your third beer.
Guys, we gotta get to sleep if we're gonna get out on that hike tomorrow.
Yeah.
We want to be back before breakfast.
You know, Who wants another soda?
Whoa, guys. When was the last time we texted our wives and girlfriends?
Hey, man, don't say that. It's bumming out Neil.
You guys, call your mom.
Guys, if we're going to go back in the water, we need to eat now because we need an hour.
Come on, guys. We can't all be the DD.
All right, that's a That's my The Luckiest Guy in the Lower East Side by the Magnetic Fields. And I'll tell you this, it was tough to pick one Magnetic Fields song and sure. to not also pick a Belle and Sebastian song on top of that.
That would have been good, too.
Cash, what's it's your bachelor party.
It is my bachelor party. And when it beta male bachelor party, the first song that sprung to mind, I was like, that's definitely a James Taylor. And it's definitely James Taylor dreaming about a vacation. Because this is not a song about going to Mexico. This is a song about thinking about going to Mexico.
Because if there's some things beta males are good at, is desire.
Yeah, well, or just be like, yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, so, probably not going to do it. So
this bachelor party is, what's going to happen is that you're all just separately at work.
Everyone's going to be like, I got some riding to catch up.
They're all Skyping.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to make sure we've all had water recently.
Yeah, is everyone good on water? I told you we should have got more Gatorade.
Oh.
I know, but like, I want G0, and they don't have it up here in the mountains.
I'm a big G0 supporter.
Man, I fucking...
That's all I got on
James Taylor is one that I really have never been able to get into. I just can't do it.
I'm always so close to me, like, I'm not offended by it, though.
Certainly not offended by it.
Did you notoriously punch Daryl Hannah in the face?
I am kind of offended by it. No, I am, though.
That was Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown's the one who beat up a different one.
He beat up a different woman. But, yeah. He's also a dude
singer,
that...
right?
Huh?
The woman... Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was like Carly Simon or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I think it was Carly Simon.
Because he's notoriously like from your neighborhood
I
too.
I dated a girl in college who would leave
Carlidge.
Yeah, Carlidge, and she would leave flowers on Carly Simon's doorstep.
Really?
Yeah.
I almost.
Where's this conversation going? I just want to know before we continue on about the domestic disputes. We were having a lot of fun. There was a lot of jokes. And then fucking you guys had to start talking about people punching women in the face and then got into a legit conversation about stuff that happened in college.
Okay, pens or pencils?
It's that kind of sprawling conversation that's going to be all weekend at this bachelor party.
Oh, boy, you better believe
it. Just subjects will come up. We'll go to a next one. Nobody cares.
So, what, Dave, Ross.
Oh, yes.
Dave Stanley.
It's fun. Dave, Staley. I think it's Staley. My name is Staley Stanley.
Staley Jingleheimer.
Staline.
Yeah, Jonah, you texted me this today, and I, without batting an eye, chose.
Those it was are the best ones.
Absolutely immediate. I Will Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie.
This is a real end of the night.
Yes.
Not everyone's still awake.
No.
Yes.
No, not at all.
But whoever is up wants to sit and quietly remember that Cash is in love.
You know, man, yeah, we have been friends for a real long time, haven't we, guys?
Oh. Man, that is being said, but it's being said in my head as I'm the only one awake by the fire alone. Gone to bed. I'm like,
I will follow me into the dark.
That was Paul Bonanno at Mike Henry's like bachelor party, which was going to be very much the same of what's going on, but it was in Ojai.
It was like
everyone going to sleep, and then I looked out the window, and it was just Paul Bonanno sadly saying,
that was fucking perfect.
Man. Very pretty.
Yeah.
I just saw him at the bowl.
You're an all-star.
Gibbard. Yeah. All right, Neil, it is now up to you.
Well, I made one choice, and I thought it was pretty funny. It's you know my affection for the Swedish pop star, Robin. She's Icelandic, right?
Robin?
Robin with the Y?
Yeah,
I thought
Robin.
She was Swedish. I didn't know that she was foreign.
I think she's Stockholm, yeah.
Okay. Mm.
So I was like, oh, I like that song because, you know, my fondness for the joke of like introducing your wife as your ex-girlfriend.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. You've done it. Schraub's done it. Yeah. I love it. Across the board, great bit. Wives, girlfriends don't like it.
Yeah.
But so I chose that girlfriend song, but then I found an even tweeer cover, which is these two children doing that like cup game, you know, where you like flip the cup over and you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's these two sisters called Lennon and Maisie.
I feel like this is less beta and more what witches listen to.
But they're doing the cup game with empty butter canisters. Like,
there's so much context you need.
Yeah. First, you have to know. This is supposed to be a. This is a bachelor party playlist. And like, it's like, if this comes up, I was like, "What's going on?" He was like, "You know how I like that joke."
Yeah.
Hey, well, guess what? I work for a living. I didn't have a lot of time.
Burn this town.
Damn, dude. Yeah, this is what you play if you don't want Cash to get married.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't.
I'm in love with you, Cash.
I guess I might have also had on the brain the...
I don't know how to show my true feelings unless I'm doing something with my hands. Hold on.
Yeah. So you know that song? It's also kind of a get the fuck out song, which is what I was in the mood for. Because when we were leaving the hi-hat the other night, someone was like, this music is really loud and really bad, like the house music.
Yeah,
is
like not the music Dan Ozzy was playing.
No.
This was like end of the night. Yeah. Like, and I go, oh, no, that's a thing that sound guys do. They have like get the fuck out tracks.
Yeah.
And they just slowly make it louder so people will get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Close up.
For I remember Annie Hardy from Giant Drag. Hers was a Hunger Strike from Temple of the Dog.
Oh, man, yeah.
Just bump people out. And for, at Meltdown, to get people out, we would do Stay, I think, by Lisa Loeb.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
My buddy Joey would always tell me that it was Mr. Bungle. He would just like, at any moment, he got tired, just turn on Mr. Bungle and crank it and just sit on the couch and wait for people to leave. Because I like Mr. Bungle, but I'm not partying to it.
No, not at all.
Yeah. On the Comedians of Comedy tour, or the tour manager would play a 14-minute version of what was it, Silent Night, that he taped off of like a local public access religious show.
Jesus.
And would just slowly make it louder and louder. Yeah. And then you'd see people in line for autographs go, you know, let's get out of here.
Neil, what was your other choice?
So I thought about it. And I thought about like, oh, what are good, like not Bachelor Party the movie, but like Bachelor Party movies, because, you know, I work in show business.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
A little bit of reference.
So sometimes it's a big deal. You're right.
No, sometimes you're a big deal. It's always the same deal. Hollywood.
Yeah. Emmy nominated. It's not a big deal. So then I thought...
So you didn't pick a song?
No, I did.
he just called a music supervisor first.
As Jonah pointed out, I did confuse this movie with a movie called Very Bad Things because I got Piven. But in 1993, there was a movie called Judgment Night, and this is from the original motion picture soundtrack with Sonic Youth, Cypress Hill, combined, called I Love You, Mary Jane. Very lovely.
So you just thought, because of the... because there was a premise in the movie it's from, had something to do with the bachelor party. It was a good...
Well, no, I just thought it was a jumping off point, and then I was like, oh, this is a love song from one of the greatest albums of 1992.
Okay. And it is Cash's biggest hurdle, I think, with having a... someone that's going to be his wife is having to break up with his first true love, which is Mary Jane.
She's open to a threesome. As long as I make love to my mistress outside of the house and not around children, it's fine.
Yeah. Make sure the car and the clothes don't stink.
My runner-up for this would have been Anyone Else But You by the Moldy Peaches.
That is a great song.
Yeah. It is a good song.
Oh, that's super tweet.
A banger, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was going to like, when Bell and Sebastian was going to be a Take Me Away, I'm Dying.
Oh, sure.
Take me away, I'm dying. Fido, Your Leash Is Too Long from Magnetic Fields.
Yeah. Well, a lot of great songs, guys, and I'm going to take them under advisement, and you're all uninvited from the party.
Hey, we invited you to this fucking party.
Yeah, also, I don't know where it is.
Yeah. It's at work.
Yeah. It's just like a post-work drinks thing.
Just go to work and do your job, and then go home. Yeah. And
we'll be out of here by 7.
That's what was going on over at the pub across the street. It was a law firm in that front area.
Oh, really? Is that all those white dudes?
And then the bartender was answering a question. He's like, I think when things get tight around the office, the guy brings all the people here.
Oh, yeah, because there is like a couple of places that I went down there. Anyway, that's it for our show. We want to thank Dave Ross for coming out and hanging out with us. His new album is available on all platforms.
Yes, you can buy. I made a website that collects all the links. It's sex.guns.beer.
URL.
And also that the tracks.
Oh yeah, I really went out of my way to make it psychotic, the whole thing. I'm very proud of how fucking honestly upsetting everything about it is.
Oh, that's great.
Not the content, but it's not upsetting, but the titles are crazy.
Well, you enjoyed making
it's fun because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I was just writing with Kyle Ayers and I was telling him how like it's weird how hard it is to remember that you can do what you want. And I had to remember it like at every step of the way with the art, with the name, with the track titles, with the organization of the album, with the jokes themselves. And every time I remembered, oh, I can do what I want.
Yeah.
It was like a revelation and it really shouldn't be.
No. That's a very good point. Like it's just the idea of just like, that's like you're kind of going based off these rules just because that's what everyone else does. And since when have we ever really cared about that?
Yeah. Especially with comedy, a thing that no one likes or gives money for.
You're trying to shoot at this target because the target has been successful before. Instead of doing the genuine thing, which is just like creating your
just wheel around art.
Your own specific thing.
I'm really happy with how it came out because it's all me. There's a track called I Am God.
Yes,
you'll love it.
And the album is called
The Only Man Who Has Ever Had Sex.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man. Be sure
not
to check
for
that
long.
Out.
Cash is getting married.
Oh man!
So you're gonna have God, sex
gonna,
finally.
You're finally gonna lose your virginity.
Man, talk about following into the dark.
Don't worry, Dave. Don't worry, guys. I won't be like Dave and record an album. I'll tell you about it for free.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit!
All right. Well, we're gonna end with a track from Sally. This is a Head on Your Neck from the album.
I think it's Stanley.
Stanley. Closing it out, classic Ross style. Goodbye, everybody. Tell all of your friends about the show. It's not that bad anymore.
No.
I guess I